And Mama had trained us children not to spank each other, not to do any whipping. If there was any whipping to be done or any correction to be done, she or Daddy did it. So she was making me a dress, and she happened to be looking out the window watching us. And she saw me spanking my little brother. And she came out there, and that time she whipped me with a switch. And I never had one before or after. That was enough for me.
When you talk about spanking and whipping, does that mean the same thing?
Well, I call spanking, you spank them with your hand. A whipping, you get a switch, a stick or something, beat them. Mm-hmm. Switch them. Well, she switched me around my legs with this here little old peach tree switch. I call that whipping.
Okay, have you thought about animals? The kind of bird that can see in the dark and makes those scary sounds?
Well, I don't know whether they make scary sounds to some people. The owls, mm-hmm. We hear them lots of times over there on the hill.
Well, I don't
the hoot owls, that's the kind we have. And they will answer each other. They will go on all night. We have the whippoorwills and the katydids, and they go on through the night.
What about the kind of owl that's smaller than the hoot owl?
That's the little...
They go.
I know. We don't have those. I know. But why I don't remember everything at the right time, I can't say. You tell me.
What you say? You have squinch owl or scrooch owl?
Oh, yeah. A little screech owl. That's it. That's what they call it. I don't think we have... I never do hear any around here. I hear these old big hoot owls. That's what we call them, because they hoot, hoot, hoot all through the night.
What about the kind of bird that dug holes in the trees?
That's the peckerwood, or the sapsucker. We have two kinds. The sapsucker that drills a hole and gets the sap out. That sugar maple down there has been the holes all the way around it, all over it. Mm-hmm. I guess you might notice that. That's the sapsucker. And then we have the peckerwood, the red-headed peckerwood, that pecks holes in, I guess, after insects or something like that. And they'll peck holes in places to build their nests back in some place. There he comes out.
Are there any other names for that? Are there any other names besides peckerwood?
Well, that's what we call them.
Have you ever used that word peckerwood? Heard people use it talking about a person? Like say he's just an old peckerwood?
No.
Okay. What about a kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell?
We have them too, the skunk. Okay. Oh, yes, we have skunks.
Say some animals have been coming and getting your hens, skunk. And you didn't know exactly what kind they were.
They're possums.
Yeah, but you didn't know what they were, though. You might just say, would you have a general word for them? Like say, I'm going to get me a gun and kill those.
Varmints?
Okay. And what about a little bushy-tailed animal that can get up in the trees?
Oh, they're little squirrels.
Okay, what different kinds of squirrels are there?
They are what they call the fox squirrels. We don't have that kind. We just have the gray squirrels.
Mm-hmm. What about something similar that's sort of like a squirrel and it can't climb trees?
A rabbit?
Okay, have you ever heard of a ground squirrel?
Oh, yes. Chipmunk, we have those. They're small, little bitsy fellers, brown with yellow stripes.
Uh-huh. And what do you call those?
I call them chipmunks.
Right.